Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
I had an interesting day yesterday where Caitlin says, hey, I have this friend. We knew each other in California, and she lives here now. And she's going to come over, but I want you to hang out with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. She goes, it'd be like a date. I said, you guys have like a... And I was like, all right. And so we were... He plays golf, so he came over, and we were hitting some golf balls at the house. But they just left us. It was just a blind friend date.
So awkward.
And it feels like a blind date. At first, you're like, hey, how's it going? Good, man. How are you? So what do you do? Oh, yeah? What do you want to be when you grow up?
What? Except you're like 40.
Yeah. And he works in music. He's like a songwriter. And he's actually a really nice guy. It just took us a minute because you're just staring at each other. And he's thinking the same thing. I didn't think I was alone in this. We're looking at each other going, our women's god is here. And now we're either it's going to be really awkward for the next couple hours, or we're going to find a way to get through this and be friends. But it was good. It was good.
So you'll be able to go out with them again?
Yes.
That is the question. Him. After a blind date, yes. Will you go out on with him?
I would go on another date with him.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah.
That's great.
I would, but I don't know. I don't know if he likes me, though.
No, just be confident.
I didn't hear back if he likes me.
Were you waiting 3 days to reach out to him?
I don't even have his number.
Oh.
But I told Caitlin, we were hanging out having dinner last night. And she was like, well, what'd you think? Tell me everything. And I was like, we had a good time. He's a nice guy. He's a little awkward like I am. He's a very artsy guy. I'm just an awkward guy. And so I said, but after a few minutes, we really got along well. I know enough about what he does. He knew nothing about what I did. But we got through it, and we had golf to kind of get us through it. We were like hitting balls. And so, but I said, I would be happy to go to dinner with her and him if we wanted to go to dinner.
Nice.
So, hey, score one for the little guy.
That's a big deal.
I got a new boyfriend.
Good, good for you, man.
All right, it's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I would love your input on what to do about a situation that happened to me today. The UPS driver dropped off packages like normal, and after she left, I started to open the packages without looking at the labels. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address. Inside, there are four vacuum-sealed books of scratch-off lotto tickets. Do I do the right thing and deliver them to the gas station? Or do I say, sorry, money's gone? Thanks in advance. Lucky Lotto in Idaho.
Oh, my gosh.
So you just mailed lottery tickets, a bunch of them?
Oh.
But are they even good until you ring them in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And wouldn't they know if you just... Lunch, what's your expertise here?
Oh, man, I would say money's gone. Sorry. I would claim it as mine and say, you know what? I got this package and throw the evidence away. Throw the evidence away so you don't know that it wasn't addressed to you. How can they prove that it wasn't addressed to you?
Well, so it says, I'm going to read it again. One package I opened turned out to be for the gas station down the road, but was addressed by UPS for my address.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it was addressed for him accidentally.
Then it's your tickets. It was sent to your house. You open that up. You scratch it off and say, let's go.
Hey, these are scratch-offs?
Yeah.
Should I scratch them off and test my luck?
I would say that I think that the gas station probably reports them as missing.
But you didn't take them?
So, and I'm sure they're serial numbered. So when you try to redeem your winners,
that's what I would think.
Well, they're going to bust you.
No, they are serial numbered and they are running a database. So like if you run into a gas station and just rip a roll of scratch offs, you're an idiot because they're going to, when you try to cash it in, that's when you get busted. But these were not stolen. They were mailed to her.
But don't they have to beep them when you buy them? Anytime I bought a scratch off, they're like, okay, this one, beep.
Well, that's the price. That's how you know how much it rang up as. And how many tickets have been sold.
I don't know.
Guys, you have to take this money and run.
Okay, first of all, aside from how to do a lotto ticket, don't keep it. You can't keep it. It's
if $1,000 was mailed to you, would you keep it?
No, I'd be scared if they sent it to the wrong drug house.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't keep it because if you win it, you're not going to get to keep it.
Right.
But you can at least try. Why not try? What's the harm in trying? What if they say, you know what, you're right. They were mailed to you. It's your money. So you might as well try it.
Like, for all you know, someone sent you a gift.
Exactly.
Lottery tickets.
Sign from above.
Is it against the law?
The lottery gods?
No.
Is this really how they send lottery tickets out? You'd think this happens more often if they're mailed.
I would think they're all mailed. I don't think they drive them to every
single
gas station.
Yeah, I don't think they drive them to every single gas station.
I don't know. Yeah. I just figure, just like they unload Gatorade, they unload...
Now, they don't have a lottery truck that I've ever seen pull up to a gas station and they pull out the tills.
Okay, I'm going to say you need to take them to the gas station. That's it. You could get in trouble if you try to cash them in, and you're probably not going to win the money. I think there are more options of bad things to happen to you than there are good things here.
You could call the lottery office and just say, what if? Give them a hypothetical.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what if I got a roll of lottery tickets mailed to my house? And what if I scratch them and win $1 million?
Why don't you
I
know call a friend. And see? Call and see.
You can do that.
So we know.
Why don't you call?
I'll call the lottery office and see what happens.
And be like, what if my friend in Idaho?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to say. Don't keep the tickets, but we'll have a lunchbox call in the lottery office to actually be... No, just don't keep the tickets. I don't even want his call to factor into this.
But I am curious, what if?
I mean, what if? What if they're like, hey, our mistake, you benefit. You know, finders keepers, losers weepers?
I don't think that's in the rule book.
Oh,
all right, send the tickets back. Take them to the gas station. That's my answer, but thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, we play this game once a month. I'll give the adults in the room a riddle. These are all kids' riddles. Are you ready to play? Riddle me this.
Ooh.
When I finish reading the riddle the second time, you have 20 seconds to finish a riddle. When I say time, pins come up. Riddle number one. I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I? I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I? Riddle me this.
What?
Oh. I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I?
There's so many things.
And that noise means that's time.
Okay.
Amy, I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I?
Plate.
Lunchbox?
Tablecloth.
Eddie?
You're the plate.
I would have accepted plates, silverware, or tablecloth.
Boom!
All three of you guys move on.
Yeah!
Huh.
Can't eat that stuff, but you're on the table.
Gotcha.
Next up. I am so simple that I can only point, yet I guide men all over the world. What am I? I am so simple that I can only point, yet I guide men and women all over the world. What am I? Riddle me this. I'm so simple that I can only point. Yet I guide men and women all over the world. What am I? Time is still ticking.
Okay.
Eddie, do you have it?
I got it.
What is it?
I am a compass.
Lunchbox?
I'm a compass.
Eddie? Oh, sorry, Amy?
Compass.
Compass is right. Nice job. You guys are playing a little possum up here, acting like you don't have it.
Well, I know, because it just seemed too easy.
Simple. I was in early on that one.
Next up. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I? If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me.
What?
What?
What am I? Riddle me this.
If you
share me.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. Riddle me this.
Share me.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me.
If you have me, you want to share
5 seconds. There we have it. Amy.
Love.
If you have love, you want to share. Yes. But if you share love,
don't
you
know.
Don't have love.
I don't know.
Doesn't fit?
You tried it out.
Well, I was just seeing if maybe it was a secondary one.
I know. I don't know, guys.
Eddie?
Yeah, I have a hug.
If you have a hug, you want to share me. Uh-huh. If you hug someone, you haven't got me.
Exactly.
That's no, because you're hug. Got it while no, you're hugging.
Hug. That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Lunchbox feels like he has it, and if he has it, he's a champion. How confident are you?
I'm feeling really good about myself right now. Like, I'm sitting up high in my chair. I had one thing written down, and halfway through you reading that, I erased it, and I have the right answer, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys. You heard my pin drop right as now. You were still reading the clue over there, so I am ready to go.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. For the win, riddle me this.
It's a secret, guys. I can't tell you. Woo!
He says secret. If you have a secret, you want to share it. If you share it, you haven't got me. If you share a secret, it's not a secret.
Yeah, because it's no longer a secret, folks.
That fits.
Woo!
That's it.
That works.
Is Lunchbox Riddle Master?
Come on, let's go!
All I do is
Lunchbox is the new Riddle Master, and
woo!
In customary fashion, take us out, Lunchbox, with the Riddle Me This.
Riddle me this!
That so gives loud. Me, like, heartburn. Just feeling it. There he is. There he is.
Bobby Boneshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Lady A announced they have a new song coming out on June 21st. It's called Summer State of Mind. Cole Swindell added more dates to his Back Down to the Bar tour. The new leg kicks off September 23rd in Texas. He's bringing special guests Ashley Cook and Dylan Marlowe with him. Mickey Guyton is hosting a Capital Fourth, the Independence Day celebration special, live from Washington, D.C. Fans can watch the show on July 4th on PBS. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a charity group at Riverview High School in Warsaw, Ohio, and they're doing something really cool for foster care kids. They are putting together these kits that these kids can take to their new houses, stuff like toothbrushes, toothpaste, dental floss, and things like that, because these kids, they go to houses with nothing, like really just the clothes on their back. And so it's really cool there. They just did 12, and they want to do more as they go every week.
It's awesome. And it's also something you probably didn't know was needed until you were exposed to it yourself.
Correct.
I mean, generally. Yeah. Same with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I went through it. When my kids got to our house, they had literally nothing. I had to go to Target and get toothbrushes, underwear, diapers, things like that.
Well, and you're getting the call last minute.
They said they were coming in less than an hour.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. That's a great story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone is Jared. Hey, Jared, where do you live, man?
Bloomington, Texas.
Well, appreciate you calling. What can I help you with?
My oldest stepdaughter is getting married next year in January, and her dad wants to put her on her budget, and he really doesn't want to spend too much money on her wedding. And so far, my wife and I have spent paid over half of everything. And in the end of it, he's going to be the one walking her down the aisle. And don't get me wrong, Bobby, I love this kid. I love both my stepdaughters. Like, they're my own. I would do anything for them. I would take money out of my savings to pay for her whole wedding just to give her what she wanted. But her dad is not like that. He don't want to dish out nothing for her. I don't know how I should feel with him still walking her down the aisle whenever he really don't care about it.
So how long have you raised your stepdaughter?
Going on 9 years.
And she's getting married. And listen, I don't even know that the paying for the wedding is the most hurtful thing. Like, you're paying for it and not walking her down. I think probably it's just not walking her down, considering you've been such an instrumental part of her life. And I have a similar-ish background where, listen, my real dad checked out on me way young, probably younger than her real dad did. And when I was a teenager, Arkansas Keith, who, was my stepdad for a while, came into my life. And he was, basically for 5 or 6 years, before him and my mom divorced, he was my dad. I do understand the romantic idea of someone going, I want to have my dad walk me down the aisle. Right or wrong, I do understand how it would be important to someone to have their biological father walk them down the aisle. Maybe she feels like she has to. Maybe I don't think it means she loves you any less. And I'm saying that from somebody who has and had step parents. I just don't feel like I would be hurt, honestly, too. And it's okay to be hurt, but I don't feel like she loves you any less. I feel like it's just you're supposed to have your biological father walk you down the aisle, and that's where she is. I mean, has she said anything to you about it? Has she had that conversation with you?
No. I understand where you're coming from, where I'm coming from, I guess you're right, because that's a very special part of her life that I would love to be a part of.
I'm going to encourage you. You can be hurt. You should. I understand being hurt by it. But I'm going to encourage you to just be completely supportive, even if it feels uncomfortable, because that's been your role the whole time anyway, to be completely supportive even when it feels uncomfortable at times. And all you're doing is continuing the legacy that you have built, and that you're there for her regardless of her decisions, good or bad, wise or not wise. You're just going to be there standing right beside her, maybe not that day, but for her entire life. You've been doing that, and I think the best thing you can do now is just fully support her, even though it cuts you hard, because I do understand where and why it would cut you hard. So, man, my heart goes out to you, because that stinks. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I could just be like, hey, get over it, man. I can't. That hurts. However, just knowing the kind of guy you are by hearing your voice and hearing how passionate you are about, being her dad or stepdad, I get why it sucks, but also in the same vein, it's, you got to continue that. If she chose to walk, who knows what pressure she's getting from him? I don't know. I'm creating stories in my head now.
Did you think it'd be wrong if at the reception I had the DJ play She's My Girl and dance with her?
Is that something that she wants, or are you saying at the reception you surprise her with that? Because also you have her dad is her dad.
Like, but are you going to dance with her though, regardless? That's the question. Like, are you planning to dance with her? Because I think that would be great. Is there a
yes?
Okay, I don't care what song you play. They can pick a song for him. They can pick a song for you.
Okay.
I thought if he was like going to jump in and be like,
I know,
we're dancing, nobody knows about it. That would have been a different issue.
Oh, that's what it sounded like. And that made me so nervous, because I don't want that. You don't want to make the dad uncomfortable. And then there's like the two dads duel it out in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, you can have a dance off and the winner gets hurt. No, here's the thing. This is my honest heart reaction here. That as long as you're not doing or playing that song specifically to go, I told you, but you are playing it because that's how you feel. Let it rip, Tater Chip. Have that dance. I think it's great. As long as there's not a competition and that's why you picked that song, then great. You feel that song. Go dance to that song.
Well, but also hopefully she's a part of picking the song y'all dance to. It's not, this is her day. So if she's comfortable with it, then yeah, by all means.
Have you talked to her about it?
No, I have not. I talked to my wife about it. She said that she thought that was a good idea.
And again, that's how you feel. I think you should dance to it. I'd run it by her. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I feel good about it. Hey, listen, I feel good about this wedding, Jared. I know that's tough for you to not walk her down, but you know, you signed the contract. You are her stepdad. You're going to love her regardless. I think he's working right now. Tell him to hold those 2x4s for a second. We're on the phone. Jared, I love your heart. I appreciate you calling, sharing your story. I think you're in a good place. It hurts, but that's okay. Aren't you glad it hurts? That means you love her a whole lot. I mean, it could not hurt and you couldn't give a crap and that'd be even worse. But the fact that you love her and it hurts, that's actually a good thing because it matters to you. So let her go have her day. Dance with her to that song if she wants to, and don't let this keep you from enjoying this wedding, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
He was obviously working.
He is busy.
Have a little emotional moment and working at the same time, and that I can respect. All right. If you guys agree or disagree with that, you can always call us up, 877-77-BOBBY. Thank you, guys. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Want to grab some calls about that topic. Jared's oldest stepdaughter was getting married. He says a real dad, paraphrasing, kind of a deadbeat, but a real dad is walking her down the aisle. He is not. So a lot of callers are on. Why don't we go to Kay in Oklahoma? Hey, Kay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you guys?
Doing pretty good. What do you want to say?
Actually, 2 years ago, March 16th, my son got married to a daughter, or to a daughter that had a stepfather and a dad. And what she did was she let the stepfather walk her halfway down the aisle and then let the biological dad intercept her there and walk her on up.
I think it's great.
I like that.
I'd probably go biological father first since he was the first one to have you. And then I'd let the guy who finished the race with her, which is the stepdad, if it were me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, switch it up. But you know there'd be drama between the two dads, too. Like, who gets to go first? Who gets to walk her up?
Yeah, and we're just hearing this dad side of the story, yeah. Right? She might still have a good relationship with her dad, you know?
We only ever hear one side, right?
Right.
But I thought it was and I think that's a pretty good compromise.
Totally.
But it's got to be up to the daughter to suggest that. I don't think the stepdad can go elbowing in and be like, okay, I got a plan, babe. He'll do 12 feet. I'll do 8, then I'll run ahead and catch you back on the, you know? But I think that's a pretty good compromise. Kay, thank you for sharing that. Was that wedding awkward or was it awesome?
No, it was awesome. At first, they talked about one on each side, and my daughter-in-law, Megan, said, no, because that makes me feel like you guys are walking me to jail. No, I'm not doing that.
That's funny. Well, thank you, Kay, for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Christy in Kentucky, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Hi, Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you want to say?
I heard Kay's comment, but I actually have a daughter that's going to be married, and her stepfather and her actual father are both going to be walking her down the aisle. And the reason being is because they have come to terms with a long time ago that, you know, mine and his relationship didn't work out, but my current husband has stepped up, and they're in the agreement that, you know, they've both been a big part of her life, so they're just going to both walk her down the aisle, and when they're asked who gives this daughter away, then they're going to both say, I do. So.
I wonder who races first to say, I do. I do.
Me.
Me, me, me. Listen, I love when everybody can be happy, everybody can have worth, and I think if that works, great. Love it. Love the last one. Heck, man, whatever makes the bride happy, that's what should happen on the wedding day, right,
yep.
Amy?
100%.
Yep.
Like the parents have, their feelings need to be set aside.
Thank you for the call. Okay, tell me what you saw.
Well, it's an emergency SOS hack. If you have an iPhone, the little button on the side.
Which side? Not the volumes. But
not the volume,
one.
The big button that you would power on, power off. If you hit it 5 times in a row, it'll...
Beetlejuice shows up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Shows up out of nowhere.
If you do that, it calls emergency services, and it'll also send a text to your selected emergency contacts, and it'll alert them of your location. But it'll count down to 3 before it does that, in case you accidentally press it 5 times.
So if you just go 1, 2, 3, 4, but then what? Does it make a noise or anything?
Yes, really loud alarm, but after 3 seconds.
After.
So if you're in danger,
yeah,
you do this. Let me
one,
do
two,
it.
Three. Not yet.
Okay. I'm in danger.
No.
But you're not, though.
Okay.
You push it 5 times. Hey, yeah. Then what happens? One. No, not yet. I'm asking you questions.
Okay, so you press it 5 times. Then it goes 3, 2, 1. Yeah. At 1, it sounds a crazy alarm.
Okay.
Letting people around you know you're in danger. It also contacts emergency services for you. They know your location because it got your phone.
Emergency services?
Like 911. I don't know.
No,
police,
no, then don't do it, Amy.
No, it'll count down to 3.
You but can, when will it start making the ew, ew?
At the 3rd second.
Because I want to hear the sound.
I know, yeah, but we can't do that because then it'll have alerted people to come help you. Also,
but if it's a test for people to hear, you're not going to get in trouble.
That's what you say. You got fined $1 million because of some test.
Hey, Scuba Steve, let me ask you about this. Should we go through with this or no?
I think that because this isn't FCC related, I think we should try it out and hit cancel. And if they call you, just say, hey, I'm sorry, it was an accident. I didn't know. Because who knows about that hack? Nobody, I feel like.
Okay.
I had no idea. And I've had an iPhone for how long? And I don't know when they...
I say do it. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bob Pittman, Scuba Steve told me to do it. President of iHeartRadio.
All right. And then Bob Pittman, Bobby told me to do it.
Nope. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hit it 5 times. Count out loud.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. What's your phone doing?
Nothing happened.
It turned off, Amy.
Hold on. No, maybe I didn't do it right. Hold on.
Do it 5 quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There!
Oh.
Wait, stop it. I have to stop it. It's calling.
It called.
Let's see what happens.
No.
Tell them you were just joking.
Okay,
be like, JK,
call 911. That's what it did. So there you go.
It called 911?
Now we know.
She goes, that's what it did.
Now we know. It goes, and then at the count of 3, it immediately started dialing 911. And then also, my sister and my husband are probably about to get text messages with my location because I added them as my emergency contacts. We'll see what happens. Oh, gosh. They're on the phone. They said hello.
Answer it all the time.
Hello?
Hello, police department. Yes, this is the police department.
I have to hang up.
No.
You have to tell them.
It's Amy. Amy, you have to tell them.
No, they're calling. Say it was an accident.
Tell us an accident.
Somebody say it.
Hey, sorry, that was an accident. I was testing out a new feature on the phone, and I'm sorry.
You're fine. Just call us back if you need us, and next time if you do call 911, stay on the line and speak to the operator. That way we don't have to call you back, okay?
Okay, sorry, I got nervous. Okay, thank you.
No, you're fine. Just call us back if you need us, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh my Why did you hang up? All you had to do was say...
Now I have to end it again.
Oh.
Stop notifying. So that's a good thing to know. If, like, say your attacker gets your phone from you, it's going to keep calling 911 until you cancel it.
But even the attacker knows, oh, accident. That's an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's when you say, no, it's not, in the background.
Crazy.
Maybe. I'm sweating.
Why? All you had to do was say it was an accident.
Because I got nervous.
You freaked out under pressure.
Because this is against the law.
What's the game on the line? You have to freak the line? I don't want you up.
you can get arrested for misuse of 911.
We didn't misuse it. We were showing our listeners what to do. Stop waving your face like you're in trouble.
I am. That was scary, man. My heart is hot.
So, when Amy hung up on 911, everyone in the room goes, no!
Okay.
It's the worst thing you could have done.
Okay, guys.
Her husband kicks the door in now like, what's wrong?
So, I'm dizzy. But now we know it works. That's awesome. Yeah.
Calmly, what people do if they're in trouble is?
You got to press it fast.
5 times.
We learned 5 times. Boom, 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 boom. Because when I did 5 kind of fast, it didn't work.
But 5 like you're in trouble fast.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then it goes, boo, boo, boo. And then it calls 911.
No.
Now you do it, Eddie.
And then I hang up on him again. They're like, okay, something's happening over there.
I know.
Okay. Amy, stop fanning yourself. You didn't almost go to jail. Amy's acting like she just committed a crime and got away with it.
A good thing, yes, she was. But sometimes 911 will be like, sorry, no matter what, we got to send officers out.
We see a squad busting right to the group. Can you imagine? Okay, Amy, great job. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Welcome. The more you know.
The more you know.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dave Wolf is from Michigan. He's a disabled vet from Vietnam, and he likes repairing bikes. So in his spare time, he goes to salvage yards. He finds bikes that are broken down, and he fixes them. Well, he had nothing to do with those bikes. So he got with this charity that works with former inmates and was like, hey, they get out of prison. They need a way to get to work. We can't buy them a car, but guess what? We can give them a bicycle. They can pedal to work, get their life together. And then he teaches them all about how to repair their own bike if it breaks down. And a couple of these people have even gone on to open their own bike shops.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know nothing about bikes or cars or
anything.
Trucks, shovels,
oh,
radio.
Yeah, I know. All right, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy's joke coming up in a second. First, a couple of weeks ago, Lunchbox got a package in the mail. In the package was a lottery ticket. He scratched it. He won $25. But there was a problem.
Yeah, the ticket was from Florida. And so I can't drive down to Florida for $25. So I had to mail it.
So he called the lottery office to see if when they give him his money, they'll give him a giant check for $25. You know, because on TV, they give him that big check.
For the big jackpots.
Well, yeah. That's their rule. So here's a clip.
Hello, it's a great day to win with the f***ery. This is
I got a question for you. So I won $25 in your wonderful lottery. I had a scratch-off, and I hit it big for $25, and I mailed it to you guys, right? And so I'm hoping that you guys can mail me one of those big checks that I see on the news.
No one's ever asked me, and I've been working here for 20 years now. I've never had anybody ask me for a giant check for a $25 scratch-off winner.
I mean, I kind of feel like you're laughing at me like it's kind of funny, but...
No, sir, it's just that it's so unusual to get this call. You know, it is, you got to admit, somewhat humorous to think that you want a giant check for $25.
But, well, I want to walk into my bank with that big check and be like, I'm here to deposit $25.
Sir, you do realize that these checks are not legal tender. They're just for show.
No, I didn't realize that. I thought they were real. Like, I thought they took that to the bank and you cash it. Yeah, so do we have a deal? Are you going to be mailing me that $25 big check?
Well, I think you can tell that we're not going to be sending you no check, sir. Have a nice day.
Possibly the nicest guy ever. The whole time, I felt like he had a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, those checks are like $80 just to make.
What?
Like, they cost that much to buy.
That's ridiculous. Those,
so you wouldn't want to check.
So I would owe them 25 right. minus 85.
Yeah, they'd invoice you and send you the check.
How do you know how much those cost?
Because we've had to do them before.
So you had to buy it?
Yeah. We've done big charity giveaways for our big charity gives. And if the give is a few hundred thousand dollars, you pay like $80 and get one of those big fake checks.
Yeah, but not for $25.
Not for $25. All right, let's go over to Amy and get the joke.
The morning corny.
I always take my problems to Tommy. He'll figure something out.
Here's the thing about that joke. Amy was laughing out loud.
I said it wrong, though. Can I do it
now
again?
He'll figure, Tommy. He'll figure.
He'll figure. Oh. I said he'll, and I should have said he'll. He'll figure something out. Tommy, he'll figure.
And I'll tell you guys, I didn't get that.
I didn't get it at all.
Okay, she was
laughing over by herself.
Because I thought it was funny.
You can say it again, but I think you said it the right way.
I did. Why did it not come in my head? It was so much funnier than when it came out of my mouth.
You can say it again.
That's the problem a lot of times.
Say it again.
Okay. I always take my problems to Tommy. He'll figure something out. Maybe next time. Maybe.
That was the morning corny.
Maybe just wear that on the days you're wearing Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I have one of those.
Didn't you used to run these by Mike D?
That doesn't happen anymore.
I don't think so.
I have free creative control.
Okay. All right. This is a fun game. I'll play you a very famous song, but it's as if a high school marching band were performing it. Okay? All you have to do is name the song. They're very famous. They're easily recognizable. For example, here you go.
Is that Rocky?
No, it's the final countdown.
Oh.
It's the final countdown.
Would you have missed that, Amy?
I guess I would have, because I guess Rocky.
But that's the hardest one, I think.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, write your answers down. Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, it is elimination style. Name the first song. Amy.
Sweet Caroline.
Eddie.
I have Sweet Caroline.
Lunchbox.
Sweet Caroline.
Next up, name the marching band playing the song. Here you go. Amy took her headphones off, and what was going to be the most recognizable part of the song?
I have the song, I just can't think of it at all.
Turn it up, Ray.
So good.
Struggling over there?
I have it, but all
well,
I get.
Write it down. Okay. Let me know when you're in over there.
Okay, I'm in. I can't think of the name, but I'm in.
You're writing down a lot of words.
I know.
She's about seven words deep over here.
Okay, I'm in.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Uptown Funk.
That's it. Oh.
What do you have over there?
Don't believe just right. Oh,
that wouldn't even have been right.
That's from Uptown Funk. Don't give it to you.
Yeah.
Don't believe just right.
Okay. Just watch.
Is it? Yeah, it's not just right.
Just watch.
Well, whatever the words are. Honestly, what was over in my head was, don't believe just right. Suck it.
Oh, definitely right. Not it.
None of that is right.
I know. There it is.
Eddie?
Bones, I have Uptown Funk.
Okay, Amy, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, man.
You have been eliminated. All right, here we go. Lunchbox and Eddie are remaining. Name this one.
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Don't Stop Believing.
Eddie?
Don't Stop Believing.
That's correct.
Uh-oh.
Stop
believing.
Next up, can you name this song as played by the high school marching band?
All-Star.
Eddie?
I have All-Star.
Nice job.
You're an All-Star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now. You're a rock star.
Let's get a little bit harder here.
Woo.
Name this one. Lunchbox?
The Middle.
Eddie?
I have The Middle.
Nice job. You're still in it.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Name this one. Lunchbox?
Shake It Off.
Eddie?
Shake It Off.
Nice job.
This is crazy.
All right, next one up.
I
Lunchbox?
Hold on. Hit it again.
Still going.
Five more seconds. All right, Lunchbox. All right, time. Eddie.
Oh, no. I got this.
What is it?
Old Town Road.
There it is.
Oh, no. Stock is attached.
Hey Ray, play that one again from the beginning. Here you go. Old Town Road, you're gonna ride. That's funny, huh?
Yeah, I love this game.
See if you can name this next one. Eddie's our winner. Here's the next one.
Come on. Blinding Lights.
Yeah, good. Blinding Lights.
Super Bowl.
Okay, okay. Next one.
Ooh. Shallow.
Nice. If you can name that one.
Got it.
You and all 10 for 10.
I got it.
What is it?
That one went down to Georgia.
There he is.
Come on! Play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in
Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you there's our winner, Eddie. Yeah. Play us off there. Here he is.
Hey, and if high school bands aren't playing these songs, they got to get on it. These are so good.
I can't see them rushing to play Shallow.
No.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do boop, 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks. for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today, foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Here's a voicemail we got from Morgan in PA. Here you go.
I was just calling. I was just curious, whenever, Bobby, you order anything to your house, I don't know, like DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever you guys get, or Amazon Prime, do you put your actual name on the packages? I just know, I remember you guys had some, like, privacy issues, and yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, I do, but it's my real name, so it doesn't say Bobby Bones, but it does say Bobby. So I use real name. You?
Sometimes it's me and sometimes it's another name.
Yeah.
which confuses a lot of my friends at times. Even me sometimes. I'm like, who's this? And I'm like, oh yeah.
Do you just sign a fake name, a different fake name all
No,
the time?
I would sign mine. I'm just saying for packages, yeah. We have stuff that shows up all kinds of names. I forget who all lives in my house, quote unquote.
Let me do voicemail number 2. This is from Betsy.
My husband and I have been married for almost 35 years. And we have moved within the last 3 years. So we've unpacked a bunch of old pictures and paintings and photos. He wants to just toss them if we're not going to put them on the wall. I feel like I want to keep them for the kids. We have 3 children. I would just love to hear your take on this. Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I think if you have the space and it's not creating, you know, some sort of distraction, I think you can save them. I would like to have them saved just in case and let them make that decision later, don't you?
100%.
You can also use Legacy Box, who we use.
Yeah. That's an easy compromise.
Mm-hmm, which they take all those pictures and they digitize them. So you still have them all, but you can have them on your computer or your phone and not have them in actual paper form. And if you wanted them in paper form, you can just reprint them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can go to legacybox.com/bones. If you do it now, 50% while supplies last, you can save that. But I say keep them. You?
I say totally keep them. But yes, the Legacy Box is a compromise where you can digitize it and then, you know, maybe he gets his way in getting rid of it. But for me, it's like, it's worth it to try to find a space to hold on to the stuff, even if you do digitize it.
Now, if you are a pack rat, period, that's yeah. probably a different conversation. You're probably keeping a lot of stuff. And he's like, look, babe, you're keeping everything.
Yeah.
But I do like keeping the pictures if you have space to keep the pictures.
Yes.
Here's voicemail number 3 from Austin, Texas.
Hey, yo, what's up, Bobby, man? I'm over here chilling with my kids, man. I got your number. See, I'm calling to say what's up. See, y'all believe me now?
Yes.
Say what's up.
What's up, Bobby?
What's up, Bobby? See, I told y'all I had a number.
It sounds like a dad flexing to his kids totally. And he has my number.
And he just called 877-77-BOBBY.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here for that. And finally, here is Kayla from San Antonio.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm at a little bar, and they're playing Eddie's wedding song. I don't think it's Eddie's uncle, but it's definitely the song. It made me so excited.
I love this.
So what's the story with your winning song versus the that version?
So I think that's the original version, and my uncle just covered it, and that's the version we play on the radio, my uncle's band's version. But it's so not that one.
But that song, though, has been done many, many times.
Yeah, it's almost like La Bamba, you know, where it's like a very popular song and people cover it, and my uncle's one of the covers.
How funny, though. She's at like a Mexican restaurant or wherever, and she recognizes that song.
I love that.
Here's a story for you. A woman says she and her husband are having some issues. And he said, why don't we do the 3x3 rule? Now, listen to this. Tell me if you think this is good. The basics of the rule is that each parent gets 3 hours a week just for themselves, which can be taken all at once or broken up. The couple also gets 3 hours of simply together time. They say it's done wonders for the relationship. All resentment has been gone. They each have 3 hours to themselves and 3 hours they dedicate to each other. Your thoughts?
I think it sounds like something that could work for a lot of people. And maybe you can't, depending on how you can do it, maybe you have to start off with the 2 and 2 because it might be hard to figure all those hours out. Or if you got a lot of hours, the 4 and 4. Like, I kind of like it.
Or the 8 and 1.
Yeah.
Nice. 8 and 8 for me. And we have lunch together.
Resentment is, especially if you have kids, that is something that can add up real quick if you're not dialed in to the other person and maybe how time is being allocated.
Eddie, with you and your wife, you have 4 kids. Mm-hmm. Do you guys try to set aside an hour a week just for each other? Or?
Yeah, that's usually after everyone's in bed and we just kind of watch TV or we have a designated show that we watch together. Other than that, like date night, that doesn't really exist in our life. But is that 3 hours a week?
Yeah.
Yeesh. One round of golf for me is like 4 hours. Yeah,
well,
I
so
know.
You would just get to play 9 holes.
No, nobody wants to play 9 holes.
No, I don't really do that.
Not really.
I always love throwing that out as a compromise. Well, what about 9?
Then I'm like, but if I shoot 9, I want to know how good I really did for the whole round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if I could do that in 3 hours. So,
well, but, I mean, you apply what works for you. Maybe you need 5 hours.
5 and 5 and 5.
Maybe you just do it per month. You have 12 per month, and you use
you
that
go.
4. Goes toward the 12.
There you go. You can cater this to fit your lifestyle.
I did think that's pretty cool, though.
I do, too.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, this story's awesome. There's a place in Albuquerque called The Shop. I've been there. It's my favorite breakfast I've ever had in my life. Pandemic hit, they struggled to stay open. So this woman who was a customer there said, hey, I want to help them and I also want to help other people. So what she did is she went by the shop and said, here's $1,000. So use it for your restaurant, but use it when police officers come in. You buy their food until you run out of money. So the shop, staying in business, making money, and police officers are being fed that come in and just want breakfast or lunch. That's a great story. She does not want her name to be known. She is an anonymous nurse. So shout out whomever you are, anonymous nurse. That's pretty cool. By the way, I'll say it again. The shop is the greatest breakfast I've ever had. I was doing a show in Albuquerque and went by, made a note, and I still preach about it to this day.
You went without me. I remember.
I've got my favorite breakfast and my favorite dinner. I don't have my favorite lunch of all time. And I've had some good lunches, but I don't have one that I'm just like, I'm going to write that down on my phone. So, but I have my favorite weekend brunch that I had one time.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you have.
I'm working to my next book.
Breakfast.
My favorite meals. Yeah.
Dinner and brunch.
It's the whole thing. Well, weekend is brunch. I'm not a big brunch guy. It feels pretty frou-frou. But when it's what it says on the menu, and you can either get lunch or you get it, right?
I get it.
Yeah, you get it. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We got this voicemail last night. This is from Aza Lee. She wants to sing on voicemail. This is her shooting her shot. Hey, how about it? Let's hear it.
What's up, Bobby Bone Show? This is day one of shooting my shot. She said, here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Oh, and forgive me for what I do. But if you won't help, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon. Your mama's gonna move you uptown.
Did she just hung up?
And then she's like, all right, see ya.
She just hung up straight.
Bye.
I need you to do Blink 182 for tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. I give her a whole range. And tell us where you're from, Aza Lee. All right, shoot your shot. Always shoot your shot. More people are coming forward about celebrities being cool. Let's play the first one here. A guy who worked at a high-end clothing store says Robert Downey Jr. came into a Christmas shop wearing an awesome jacket. Here you go.
He was wearing this really cool jacket. So I was like, oh my God, that jacket, it's amazing. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. It's like the first time I've worn it. Fast forward, he finishes shopping and everything, and we're helping him out to his car. And he takes the jacket off and he gives it to me. And he says, Merry Christmas. And this is it. And I have Robert Downey Jr.'s jacket.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, here is a former child actor talking about Robin Williams because they worked together for a bit.
So I'm an actor, but I was a pretty successful child actor. I did a bunch of movies when I was a kid, Nancy Drew and Ace Ventura Jr. and Greatest Game Ever Played. But I want to talk about this movie, License to Wed. It was a rom-com with John Krasinski and Mandy Moore, who are also incredible and amazing people. But I want to talk about Robin Williams. In the 2 months that we worked together, Robin taught me everything that I know about comedy and professionalism and being kind to people on set. He was the funniest, sweetest, smartest person on the planet. I don't care what anybody else says. A genius and the kindest man. At the end of filming, Robin came to my trailer and he gave me a gift. It was a signed copy of the Groucho letters signed by Groucho Marx. He said someone gave it to him because he reminded them of Groucho. And Robin gave it to me and said it's because that I reminded him of him.
Pretty
cool.
Wow,
that is cool.
Here's one more. Here's a guy talking about Jimmy Fallon.
I was lucky enough to be in the live studio.
This is a girl talking about Jimmy Fallon. Thank you.
I was lucky enough to be in the live studio audience of the Jimmy Fallon show. And during the commercial break, he came right up to me and my friends and had a whole conversation with us. We're all college kids and communications majors, so he just talked to us about that and gave us some like genuine advice and how he kind of got to be where he is today. He seemed very genuine, and at a time when a lot of talk show hosts and late night hosts have rumors about them being really mean behind the scenes, it was really refreshing to have that experience with him.
So there you have three people telling three random stories.
Cool.
Here's mine. I don't think I've told this on the show. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I have.
Obviously not, or I think we would have guessed it.
Well, a few years ago, I think 100 people must have said no to this job. And maybe too, because I just started working on American Idol, and they were trying to get me on things to promote American Idol. But they said, hey, come host Miss America. Or not host, sorry. Judge Miss America.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. And so I fly up to New Jersey, Atlantic City, which I'd never been before. And I'm going into the hotel, and it's famous people everywhere. There's like 10 famous people, and I'm the only one that's not famous. And I'm like, dang, there aren't any other like F-list people like myself. And I'm like, man, and it's hard to go talk. Everybody has their little crews with them, and I didn't have like a group of people with me. And so we get on this bus. They say, hey. Everyone go down, get on the bus. We're going to take you across town. We'll go to this place and learn how to actually judge the competition. And so we go and we get on the bus. And it was like Forrest Gump. I'm like walking down. Everybody's got their people sitting with them.
Oh, seats taken.
Can't sit here.
Seats taken.
Can't. So I keep walking down the bus. Finally, there's a seat in the very, like two seats from the back. And I sit there by myself. And I'm just looking around like, oh, it's going to be a long weekend because I don't know anybody. And so, and it's about a 25-minute bus ride. Do you guys want to guess who it is? Did you come up with a guess?
Yeah, I guess, but pretty far from it, though.
Who'd you think?
Carrot Top. I don't know why I guess Carrot Top, but is it him?
No.
Okay.
Who'd you guess?
Mario Lopez. Now that you say Miss America.
Okay, so but I don't know if he's still on Shark Tank. Is it Mark Cuban?
He is still on Shark Tank, but it's not Mark Cuban.
Okay.
Mark Cuban's worth a billion.
Yeah, not millions.
So I'm sitting.
Never mind.
And again, awkwardly by myself. And this guy comes walk. I see him walking back, and he's got a good amount of jewelry on. So you can tell that he's the famous one.
Jewelry.
And everybody looks a little different in real life when you meet a celebrity, especially someone that was famous, you know, really famous 8, 9, 10 years ago. And he sits down beside me and goes, yo, dog.
Randy Jackson.
He goes, yo, dog, do you not know anybody here? I was like, no, man, I don't know anybody. He goes, you know me now. I'm your friend. So we sit on the bus for like 15 minutes. He gives me, I think I still have a cell phone number. Gives me a cell phone number. We drive all the way across town. I'm like the new kid at school. That's what it feels like. He sits beside me as we're learning how to judge this competition. He talks to me for the whole next day as like my buddy partner. We leave. He's like, yo, dog, whenever you need anything, hit me up. And I was just like, what just happened? He had no reason to be nice to me, right? He didn't get anything from it. There was no gain.
Right.
There was no relationship for him that was like a positive. He just saw me sitting by myself and near the back of the bus.
Wow.
And was like, hey, he's like, yo, dog, you need a friend? And I was like, yeah, please. But there you go. There's
Love
my
it.
Story about a celebrity
That's
being cool.
Cool.
If you ever met a celebrity and they were randomly really nice, 877-77-BOBBY.
Burped
up a little dinner last night. We ate late last night. 877-77-BOBBY. Okay, over on the phone now, we have people that have randomly met celebrities, and they're going to tell us stories. I don't know if they're good or bad. Do we want to roll the dice?
Yeah, roll it.
Ashley in Arkansas, you are on the Bobby Bone Show. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
So, like I said, I'm from Arkansas, and I nannied for a family while I was in college. And we were at LAX, and this guy in front of me at Starbucks started talking to the little girl that I was nannying for, telling her how much they looked alike, his daughter and this little girl. So he then proceeds to ask me how old she is, and it's Keith Urban.
Oh, that's cool.
And he ended up buying my Starbucks, but I really wish I would have said, like, hey, if you need a nanny, here's my phone number.
It's my biggest regret. Would you have moved to Nashville to nanny for Keith Urban?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I was in college. I didn't have, you know, yeah, I'm from Arkansas. I'm from, you probably come through my town a lot, and there's not much in my hometown, so...
That's a pretty cool story. I will double vouch that Keith's an extremely nice guy. Just a good dude. Never had a bad moment with him, and they've had a bunch of moments with him. So, well, thank you for that story, Ashley. I appreciate that.
He's wonderful. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day. You guys can hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go over and talk to Rose in Delaware, who's on the phone. Hey, Rose.
Just wanted to tell you a story when I met Rod Stewart.
Okay.
In probably 1980. And he kicked out soccer balls. I caught one. Some drunk took it from me, threw me over the railing. Security guard came, gave me the ball back. Rod Stewart saw it, came over to me, brought the whole band over, signed my ball and the whole band, and I still have it today.
Oh, dang, that's cool.
It was wonderful.
How did you have that song ready to go, Ray? I'll be like, Ray, can you give me some Darius and Lights? Like, man, we don't have a clip of it anywhere. And all of a sudden, he's got a Forever Young by Rod Stewart ready to go.
Not bad, Ray.
Hey, thank you for that call. That's pretty cool. Let's go over and talk to Rob in Austin, Texas. Hey, Rob, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What celebrity did you meet?
Probably the most memorable is I've done a lot of extra and double work on sets. And the most memorable was I'm sitting down having lunch. And all of a sudden, from behind me, I hear a voice, are the Vittles good, son? And I look up, and it's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And I said, yes, sir, they are. He said, you mind if I sit down? We'll have lunch together. Got pictures with the guy. He's probably the nicest man, him and Patrick Swayze, I ever met in Hollywood.
Wow.
Dang.
But I loved it.
That's pretty cool that you had lunch with Clint Eastwood, and he wondered about the Vittles.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite the guy. He's a really cool dude, and I had a nice time with him.
I appreciate that call, Rob. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Take care.
See you later. Bye. On the phone right now is Megan in West Virginia.
I need some advice.
Okay.
I just started seeing this guy who's 10 years older than me. He's been married, has 3 kids. I'm 30. And my parents, we've been dating for 9 months. And I just introduced them to my parents, my family, and every single person in my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, are all against it because he's older and has 3 kids.
Okay, so first, before you throw out their advice or take their advice, again, why are they telling you that they don't like him? Is it only because he's older and has 3 kids?
I think so.
He didn't have like a big neck tattoo, face tattoo, prison record, anything like that?
Teardrop.
No.
If that's the reason that they don't think you should be with him, and you know those things already exist, I don't think you should listen to the advice they're giving you. I think when someone gives you advice, if you understand why they're giving you that advice, that's a big help. If you already know he's married, 3 kids, his past, and you're like, you know what? I still love him. I still have a great feeling. There's fulfillment when I'm with him. I think you should pursue that. I don't think you let your parents, your brother and sister, whatever you have, walk you against that if you already know why they're saying what they're saying and you still disagree with it. You're also not 22 or 19. If you were 19 with a 40-year-old that had all this, even I would go, hey, you don't understand yet. You're just a kid. Like, listen to your parents. They've been there. You're 30. You're good. You know what this world, you've spun around this planet enough times to understand what's happening. So I think you're good. I think you should pursue this until you don't feel like you should pursue it anymore.
Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree. If she wants to be with him, then it's honestly, she can hear what her family has to say. But
listen,
she,
be a vocal listener. Listen all you want,
but you don't, you're an adult and you don't have to listen to friends and family if it's a decision that you feel good about.
I would also say, sit down and say, hey, tell me why. Like, actually have a conversation and say, okay, I understand everything you're saying, but here's why I feel the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, be an adult and go make adult decisions. So, Megan, we're on your team completely here. We think you should pursue this. If it makes you feel good, if he makes you feel good, then go to town.
What about, like, my family? Like, I'm close with them, too, so that makes it difficult.
Of course it is, but I think they have to understand and love you the same way you're understanding and loving them. You're listening, but you also need to explain to them why you feel the way that you do. They have some decisions to make, but they're not running your life. You're running your life. They're walking alongside of you, but they're not running you. So this is a you thing. You're a big girl. You're 30. Let's go.
Okay.
That's the kick in the pants you needed today.
Unless, of course, there's some reason we don't know about.
Yeah, listen. If he has to turn his porch light off at Halloween, if you know what I'm saying, so kids don't come to his door, that's an issue. Mm-hmm. However, if he's a good dude and he has a history that you're fine with, go let it rip.
Yeah, but just honest communication with your parents and your family is what you need to do right now. And tell them how it makes you feel when
they will
tell
understand
you
if they love you, Megan. And call us back in a week or 2 weeks after you have this conversation, okay?
Yeah, actually, we are going to dinner with my brother.
Let him know then. Let him know. Call us back. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. Last Wednesday, a 59-year-old man got out of prison after 8 years for robbing a bank. Went to bed, woke up Thursday morning, said, "What am I going to do today?" Walked into a bank and demanded $150,000.
Robbed a bank.
That's what he's
going to do.
He
missed it.
That's Shawshank right there. Couldn't be out of prison.
Get busy living or get busy dying?
No, he didn't feel comfortable out of jail.
Yeah, right. That happened.
Yeah, me.
Dang.
I'm always comfortable out of the big house. That's my true home, I think. Generations. That's where my whole family's been, in jail. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Amy and I were talking right before we came back on air, and I was like, "Hey, we went to dinner last night at this place called like Yulon. What's it called?
Yulon."
So I hadn't heard of it either, but and so we go and I order this gnocchi, which I've never been quite sure what gnocchi is. I'm pretty sure it's potatoes at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
But if it feels like a noodle in your mouth.
It's like a potato pasta.
It's like potato on your plate, noodle in your mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so gnocchi is so good.
Well, and I didn't know if gnocchi had meat in it, and it didn't. I learned last night. But I looked at the menu and it was a little expensive for gnocchi. Because most gnocchi is I get Olive Garden. I'll be honest with you. That's how I usually roll. I get the gnocchi with some meat at Olive Garden. And so they bring it and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna put some truffles on this."
They don't do it for you.
They do nothing for me.
Like you just don't taste them?
It looked like they were putting tree bark. And I'm sure if you're a truffles fan, it's amazing.
They sprinkled it on top
like
or shaved it?
Shaving it.
Oh.
And Caitlin's like, "That looks beautiful." I guess I'm not sophisticated enough to love a truffle. I love chocolate truffles.
Oh, yeah, those are
that's
good.
That's different.
Those are good.
Yeah, that's not what they're shaving on there. Mm.
No.
And that place was really good. It's just the truffle thing is weird to me. But we ate it, and it was good. It was good food. We were out probably way too late last night, 8:45 or so.
Oh.
That's way too late for me nowadays.
Wild.
It was a really good place to eat, though, and it had been a while since we got to go out and just have dinner and talk and, you know, not worry about the kids.
Yeah, of course. Get away from the house.
You need that sometimes.
If you're a new listener, Bobby doesn't have kids.
You have 2 dogs.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.